Incivility and the costs. As mentioned previously, uncivil behavior seems harmless, with its cost limited to probably a petty argument now and then, or the disgruntlement of a boss, peer, or subordinate. But experience and research reveals that the impact of incivility in an organization is more serious than what meets the eye. Consider the following negative effects of incivility in the workplace. High employee turnover. Fact is, incivility in the workplace is a top reason for employee resignation. 1 in 8 targets of incivility leave their jobs to escape the stressful situation. Pearson, Anderson, and Porath, 2001. Even individuals who enjoy their company's compensation and are working a job they dreamed about would feel compelled to find another job when harassed, bullied, and disrespected by their coworkers on a regular basis. A high attrition rate in a company is a costly situation for management. Not only will companies have to incur the extra expense of recruiting, screening, and training replacements, but the investment of having trained the staff members who leave never gets recouped. Poor company productivity. Even if employee turnover rate remains stable, incivility creates roadblocks to the maximization of company resources, including manpower. Rudeness from coworkers creates stress in the workplace, which makes it difficult for employees to concentrate. Creativity suffers. Who can come up with great ideas when there's the anticipation that ideas will just be discounted or ridiculed? Stress at the workplace due to incivility can even spill over to an employee's personal life. A study by Keishley and Jagaic, 2000, reveals that 16.7% of a random sample of residents experience severe disruption of their lives from workplace aggression. More alarmingly, incivility can create a chain reaction that will ultimately lead to company loss. Consider the following quote from a study on incivility by Pearson and Porath in 2005. Our research shows that when targets believe that someone at work has treated them disrespectfully, half will lose work time worrying about future interactions with the instigator, and half will contemplate changing jobs to avoid a recurrence. 1/4 of research respondents who feel that they have been treated uncivilly will intentionally cut back their work efforts. A few will steal from their instigators or their organizations. Some will sabotage equipment. Most will tell friends, family, and colleagues about how badly they have been treated. In the worst case, some targets of incivility will exit. Health costs. Health-related costs due to workplace stress mean financial losses for companies. And incivility in the workplace is a significant cause of workplace stress. The financial liability of a company for one employee who develops heart problems and/or anxiety disorders due to workplace stress can run into thousands of dollars depending on the gravity of the developed health issue. Low customer retention. Incivility in the workplace doesn't occur in a vacuum, as employees don't just interact with one another, they also interact with customers and clients. The importance of quality customer care has been underscored in many writings. Quality customer care adds to the company brand and ensures that customers don't just feel engaged in patronizing a company, but also eager to come back for repeat business. In today's age, when a consumer has many options to choose from, it may just be civility from company employees that will serve as a business competitive advantage. Lawsuits and settlements. Let us not forget, incivility in the workplace can also result to critical incidents that can progress into a court case. Persons victimized in the job site are encouraged by many today to act on their situation and file a lawsuit in defense of their rights, and when proven to be wronged, the resulting payoff in terms of damages can be quite high. And even if worker disputes don't get in front of a judge, it can still cost the company. A 2005 Time magazine article, for example, reported that the average executive of a Fortune 1000 company spends as much as 13% of his or her time mediating worker disputes. A steady decline in company values and culture. Studies reveal that aggression begets aggression, and that even low-intensity acts of aggression in the workplace can spiral into serious problems when left unaddressed. Hence, even mild interpersonal conflicts can progress to actual shouting matches that disrupt work if unattended. And over time, the repeated protection of instigators by management can erode the company culture and communicate that incivility is not just tolerated, but also considered as a way to become part of the team.